Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out, as always, to my producer today, Lydia. How are you doing today, Lydia?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little sunburned from the weekend, but I'm here.
Oh, you know, me too. I got a little bit on my neck, which I usually don't on my neck. So, but it means we were out in the sunshine and enjoying the summer.
Yeah, that's not something that I often do. I'm an indoor kid, so this was a good change for me.
Well, good. And I cannot believe it is August 1st. As I like to say, August is the Sunday of summer. But that means we have a whole big month full of fun things planned. So today's episode is called Boundaries and Balance. And boundaries and balance go hand in hand. Boundaries define balance, and balance defines boundaries. And we will talk about how one creates balance in this busy world and how one sets and keeps boundaries throughout this episode. But first, I wanted to review the dimensions of health, because understanding that health and wellness is different for every person, and that we may experience up and down in our health and wellness, is important to understanding that there are different dimensions of health and wellness and how we create that balance and create those boundaries surrounding each. So many of you may have heard variations of dimensions of health and wellness. And I have seen there's 4, there's 6, there's 8, there's 9, and there's 12 different dimensions. And in all honesty, there could be even more. It's really dependent on how you break the categories out. So in order to be considered quote unquote well, it's imperative for none of these areas to be neglected. And there will be times when we may focus on one area over another, but we need to be sure we are balancing each other out, each of the areas out, and not ignoring one dimension altogether. So I want to take some time to review the common dimensions of health and wellness. And there is a method to my madness, folks, so bear with me as we go through them. The first one that many people are familiar with is the physical dimension. And it's essentially caring for your body to stay healthy now and in the future. Physical wellness consists of healthy habits towards nutrition, sleep, exercise, appropriate health care, like your routine checkups, stress reduction, and your overall physical health. And physical wellness also includes developing body awareness and personal stewardship towards attending to your own health. So it includes self-awareness regarding the ability to learn to listen to your body while creating physical activity routines that are balanced with daily needs and responsibilities. So that doesn't necessarily mean going to the gym every day. That might not work for you. What do you do to keep that physical dimension in shape? Maintaining that optimal level of physical health really allows you to nurture the other dimensions of wellness. So think about what you do to keep yourself full, right, in that physical dimension. Make some key observations now, and we're going to kind of go back to each of those. The next area or dimension that you often hear about is the intellectual dimension, which is really growing intellectually, maintaining that curiosity, being curious, being inquisitive about all there is to learn, valuing that lifelong learning, and responding positively to the intellectual challenges. Really expanding knowledge and skills while discovering the potential for sharing your gifts with others. And I think sometimes this is where it can be hard for folks. I mean, I'll make that an I statement, how I can find it challenging if I'm not good at something. Do I want to keep going to learn that new skill? So intellectual wellness really encourages interacting in creative and stimulating activities to expand your knowledge and skills, as well as understanding those diverse points of view. It also helps you discover what you are good at, right? Your potential for sharing your talents and perspective with others. And to maintain that optimal level of intellectual wellness, it really gives you the ability to develop your creativity and growth mindset and strengthen your concentration, memory, and critical thinking skills. So think of some ways that you can really strengthen your intellectual dimension. What are you doing today, and what will you do tomorrow and the next day, and continuing on to keep that dimension full? The next is the emotional dimension. So emotional wellness involves your ability to cope with life stress, expressing and managing your emotions in a constructive way, and feel positive about your life. It includes being aware and accepting your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors by managing them. It also includes awareness of your strengths while recognizing individual areas of growth and development. Being emotionally well allows you to express your feelings without restraint, but also while really being capable of controlling those emotions in a healthy connection with others. The next area is the social dimension. The social dimension consists of having those healthy and meaningful relationships with friends, families, and your community. It includes communication skills, respecting yourself and others, showing interest and genuine concern for those in need. And that just not is only your family, but those in your community, whether that's in your neighborhood, that's your city, your state, globally, what is your community connection? It's really helping to facilitate establishing a support system and increasing our sense of belonging, self-esteem, and assertive skills. This is often a dimension that can be broken out to sub-dimensions, right? Whether it's relationships, partnerships, family, friends. So that's where you start getting those additional dimensions if you break out the social dimension. And then the spiritual dimension. And this consists of your personal beliefs, values, those that provide a sense of meaning and purpose in your life. It could include religion. It could be also your oneness with nature. It includes recognizing your needs for discovering meaning and purpose in human existence while also developing an appreciation for life and connection with that larger than yourself that's out there in the universe. The next is the vocational or occupational dimension, right? Well, how are you contributing your unique gifts, skills, and talents to work that is personally meaningful and rewarding? It really is not just your job, or your career. It is how those things bring joy to you. How do those mirror your personal goals, your belief systems, your lifestyle and values? It gives that self-awareness of balancing work requirements with personal time, building those relationships with your colleagues, maybe exploring different career opportunities or improvements or changes. And to maintain an optimal level of occupational wellness, it really allows you to develop unique skills and talents that are both personally and professionally rewarding. The next two are the financial dimension and the environmental dimension. So the financial dimension is essentially managing your resources to live within your means. You know, making those informed financial decisions, investments, setting realistic goals, and preparing for those short-term and long-term needs or emergencies. This is typically a dimension that can add a lot of stress in people's lives. So learning and developing financially smart habits really reduce stress levels and can prepare you to achieve your future goals. And then the last one, the environmental dimension, really promotes physical and emotional safety in all of your surroundings. So it's the respect and preservation of nature, really including where you live, where you work, and where you learn, so that you can have that self-awareness of how you and what you do every day impacts that greater good. And it really doesn't necessarily require you to participate in a movement or organization, but it encourages us to adapt those practices that promote a safe and healthy environment. So our overall health and wellness is really dependent on so many factors. And we want to make sure that we are understanding those factors in order to then find that balance and create those boundaries. So like I said, there is a method to my madness. You want to think of those dimensions as spokes on a bike. They all go out to the tire, which makes us go round. And in my coaching business, I use a tool called the balance wheel. Some may refer to it as the wellness wheel. We even had my other producer, Jacob, complete one on an episode. So if you want to get a free copy of the balance wheel tool, message me here at the show, and I will be sure to get a copy to you. So those dimensions of health. What if your tire is flat or lopsided? What do? You fix it naturally. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about finding and creating balance, aka fixing that flat. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, from push and pull to peace of mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariah.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show, Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. During the last segment, we reviewed the dimensions of health. And the reason why that's important is because it gives you the opportunity to reflect on what areas that you may have been ignoring or maybe you need a little work on. So I introduced a tool called the balance wheel that if you want to message me here at the show, I can get you a copy of that. And by reviewing that and actually walking through the steps of completing your balance wheel, you can see what areas that you might need to focus on. And that's important because in order to work on balance and creating boundaries, we need to know what areas we need to work on. So let's get into creating balance within these dimensions. So what does it mean to create balance? It's really the ongoing process of making intentional choices about how you use your time and energy. So it's not just time management, it's also your energy management. What are some factors of balance in life, right? There's so many things that we want to invest our time in. So it's important to invest in all dimensions of your well-being, just as we discussed earlier. So some basic things to remember are to eat healthy, get enough sleep, stay hydrated, work out regularly, and avoid negativity. You can do that by adopting a positive mindset and staying away from negative influence, which will cause changes to your inner peace and happiness. So essentially, stay away from those toxic people as much as possible. Easy enough, right? Not always. And if it was, we would all be happy, healthy, and well. So why can't we find balance in our life? And it really comes down to because we aren't taking proper care of ourselves. With everything you might be juggling, work, relationships, home life, the pandemic, changes in travel, changes in life in general, the list goes on and on. The most important thing is to make time for yourself. If you aren't making ample time to do what fills your soul away from your responsibilities, balance will always seem out of reach. So how do we do this? You know, it's been discovered that maintaining a healthy life balance is not only essential for happiness and well-being, it can be a tremendous boost to your productivity personally and professionally. A well-balanced person has a far greater ability to focus their attention and energy on attaining their goals, taking productive actions, and moving forward in a meaningful way. I think the big question is, what does life balance really mean? What would a balanced life look like to us? And most importantly, how do we go about achieving it in the midst of all of our crazy, busy schedules and activities? And that's really individual. You need to decide that for yourself on what is balanced for you. What do you need to focus on? Again, a great thing to have that balance well completed. But there are steps you can take to change what isn't working and really get back some control and balance in our lives. And once you start seeing results, you'll be better equipped to maintain this newfound equilibrium. And I think the big thing to remember is, as I go through some of these simple tasks and simple things that you can do, is to not try to change everything at once, but to make small adjustments over time to determine what will work for you. These are simply suggestions. It may not work for everybody, and one tool may not work as well as another tool. So give them all a try. You need to do the work. You need to trust the process. So here are 10 simple ways that can help you create that balance. The first one, and I did an episode about it just a little while back, a month or so back, is turn it off, right? Disconnect, unplug. Try it for a weekend. And I can hear you guys, I can't do it for a whole weekend. I need my phone. What if my kids need something? What if something comes up? So try it for at least a few hours each night, then increase to a day. You know, put that phone down, turn off the computer, give your brain a rest. No, spend the extra time actually interacting with your family and friends. I mean, we see it all the time. If you're waiting in line, maybe you have a dinner reservation and everyone's sitting to get their table, everyone's looking down at their phone. There's nobody interacting with one another. Take that time to unplug. The next is boundaries, you know, trim. It's a given that if your life is overflowing, you will never be able to achieve balance and manage it all. It's just not possible. So say no to everything that is either not essential or doesn't add something valuable to your life. Set those boundaries, communicate those boundaries, and then enforce those boundaries. And we will get to that in much greater detail during the next segment. Number three, pay attention to your health. I don't know how many times I've personally said it and I've personally heard it over and over again, but usually only give it a little bit of time to talk about. We know what we need to do. but it isn't a priority until we have a health crisis, right? We know we need to exercise more. We know we need to lay off the sodium. We know we need to eat more leafy greens, but we don't make it a priority until there is a health crisis. Our health really does affect the quality of our lives and our work. And we are far more productive and happier when we get enough sleep, eat a little healthier, and fit in some time for activity. So we must pay attention to our health. 4, minimize toxins. And I said it in the beginning of this segment here. I don't mean the chemicals. Granted, yes, we should limit some of those as well. But I mean the toxics, relationships, the toxins that come with those. Minimize the negative influences around us. Limit those complainers, those whiners, those poor attitudes. Now, don't get me wrong. I like a good complaining session. I was going to say something else. The complaining session, but it's short-lived, right? You get it out, you're done, you move forward. Now, if you can't completely avoid it, at least minimize contact and tune them out as much as you can. Surround yourself with positive, supportive, and those can-do players that need to be part of your life whenever possible. So minimize those toxins. 5, spend time alone. Making time just for you to be alone with yourself, with your thoughts, with your rest, it can be really hard for people to do. One, either they feel that they need to take care of everybody else, get a little bit of that superwoman syndrome in there, or you don't want to be left alone with those thoughts and those feelings. But it really is crucial for lowering your stress, increasing happiness, and encouraging creativity that we do take some time to spend time alone, to rejuvenate, to recharge, and to get to know ourselves a little bit better. So take that time to be alone. 6, relationships matter. So set aside quality time with your family and friends. Don't just sit in front of the television. Really connect, you know, whether it's having a conversation, maybe doing a board game, having interaction, having time for conversation. Make a date with your significant other or go have coffee with a friend. Go outside and play a game with your kid. Really get to know the people around you, because those relationships and that support when you need it will already be energized and nourished when you need to call upon them. 7 is, you know, treat yourself, right? How they say it. And this is more than self-care. This is a little bit of the superficial, right? Go get yourself a pedicure, get a facial, schedule a massage. Go and do your favorite activity, right? Whether that's a glass of wine sitting outside by the fire at night, or going to a coffee shop and reading your favorite book. Go buy flowers for yourself. Any of those little things, and I'm not saying that will make all your self-care needs, but just those little treats really can give you a boost in your day. The next is explore. Take a walk, pay attention to what's going on around you. Put that phone away, take out your earbuds, and really look around. Go out in nature. Being one with nature really does help calm yourself. Take those deep breaths. Maybe take a new route, visit a new town. Go be a tourist in your own. Maybe attend some amateur performance or games. Go to a park. Just really enjoy yourself and explore what's right around you that we may forget about from time to time. 9 is expand your awareness. Learn or try at least something new. And what I mean by that is we get into a habit. We get into a rut. I was actually just doing this morning is I want to try 4 new things this month because I've been doing a lot of the same things. Don't get me wrong. I'm having a blast, right? Doing some of the things that I love to do on a regular basis. But I also want to expand. I want to meet new people. So one of those things you can do is to try something new. Take a class. Maybe learn photography. Learn to paint. Try something that you've always wanted to, but maybe were a little afraid to. Read up on something or just go and look. You can search. I did a search. What's new in Milwaukee? And then go through and find something that you can expand your awareness so you can find new interests and meet new people. And then the last I would say is remember to have fun. Laugh, joke, play, find your sense of humor, and really take time to enjoy yourselves. There is nothing like having a good belly laugh. If you've never heard of it, there's a thing called laughter yoga. Look it up. It is wonderful. You might find seem a little weird doing it, but it is absolutely wonderful, and it can boost your mood within minutes. Now, these are all small things that equal big results. But the most important one is that trim, 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 or what I like to call boundary management. And that's what we're going to talk about in the next segment. It's finding how that boundaries helps to create this balance that we just talked about. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to set boundaries and general boundary management. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul, with Julie O and JoJo Rose, every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited infinite love.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, catch previous episodes, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. So we've been talking about the dimensions of health and creating balance. So we have to have some self-awareness of what's lacking in our health and wellness to be able to create balance in each dimension. But how do we create that balance if we're not setting boundaries? As I said in the beginning, boundaries and balance go hand in hand. So first, let's take a look at what are boundaries. And simply put, boundaries are a limit between you and another person. And that other person could even be yourself. It's about knowing where you end and others begin, knowing what's yours and what's not. It's about acknowledging that every adult is responsible for themselves. Having a functioning boundary means taking responsibility for our own actions and emotions and not taking responsibility for the actions and emotions of others. And I think that sometimes can be the hard part. Now, we have boundaries and we can regulate how really impenetrable they are when it comes to physical, mental, and emotional aspects of ourselves and others. Maintaining boundaries, I like to look at it as being the gatekeeper of our own life in order for us to be emotionally safe and well. So imagine you are a house. You have a front door and a back door. If you keep your front door unlocked and back door open all the time, anyone is free to walk in, do as they please, and stay as long as they want. On the other hand, if you keep the door shut and locked with the curtains drawn, you end up isolated and miss out on connecting with so many other people. So you can go from one extreme to others, and many do. And it can cause a lot of emotional instability in relationships. So we want to take a look at how do we go in between, and how well we communicate these boundaries can either protect or hurt relationships. So first, let's talk about setting limits. It's easy to find physical boundaries as they're easy to see. So I gave you the example of the front door and the back door, but there are so many things that have boundaries. It's, you know, your yard, your home, your car, close proximity, physical proximity to your body, your children, right? There are other boundaries that we see on a daily basis within our community. You see fences, security at airports, sporting events fields, right? You have those. So with boundaries, what's really great about them is that you can choose what you will tolerate and what you will not tolerate. And if we think about personal boundaries, you set the limits as to who enters your boundaries, what words enter your boundaries, and what stays out. So if we think about it, a person with no boundaries or limits may accept things like obscenities yelled at herself or her children, maybe becoming a superwoman and saying yes to everyone, being verbally humiliated by family or professional coworkers, physical, mental, or emotional abuse, never taking time for self-reflection or personal pampering, right? There's no me time. Never asking to have your needs met, allowing others to take advantage of your time, your money, your love, and your energy. A person with no boundaries also may be a fixer, trying to fix others' problems, trying to be the good little girl and please everyone, or never saying no without guilt. So we want to be able to set guidelines about what is acceptable in our life. And one of those things, if you look at it, your boundaries, they protect you. They can give you control. They can have your needs met, and you do not have to settle for anything less. So a life without boundaries, you could feel victimized. You could be taken advantage of. People could lose respect for you. You could lose respect for yourself. You might feel angry. You might have others' negative behavior towards you escalates because you continually to be emotionally wounded. You can feel helpless. You try to make everybody happy, and then you can start resenting others, and you can't say no, and you are not assertive about your needs. So this is all what happens if you don't have boundaries in your life, right? You don't set boundaries. You are allowing others to do things onto you. So if you're what you're allowing into your life is that what you choose. So if you start establishing boundaries, we can get into that loving encouragement and emotionally safe people around you. Our relationships flourish. We have respect for others and others have respect for us. And we have that time for yourself. So we want to make sure that we change our behavior, because as we change our behavior, we increase our self-esteem. And as you set your boundaries, not only your personal behavior, but also that of others, you start seeing a new sense of self. You have more control over your life. You find that peace. Success starts coming in. Happiness, freedom. You have that improved emotional health, physical health, relationship health. And you just have better personal strength. And it's very important to remember that having boundaries not only protects you from others, but it also protects you from your own behavior. You know, there are ways in which individuals exhibit poor self-control or lack of established boundaries for their own personal behavior. You could get into, you know, perfectionists, maybe some substance abuse, maybe you're overeating, maybe you're overspending, you're staying in an unhealthy work relationship, work environment, personal relationship, or you're selling for less. So having those boundaries established with yourself, remember in the beginning I said, boundaries is a limit between another person, which could be yourself. So whether boundaries are with yourself or others, you need to set them, communicate them, and keep them for it to be successful. But then people ask, they push, or they leap over your boundaries. So why is saying no or enforcing boundaries so hard? That's a question I get asked so much. And really deep down inside, it's many of us are afraid of conflict. We don't like others to be angry with us or critical of us. We therefore avoid saying no when we are afraid that it will put us into a conflict with someone else, whether that's someone in an intimate relationship, a colleague, a friend, a supervisor, or a boss. We say yes because we think it's going to either make them like us or avoid the conflict. You know, saying no without guilt is really about setting your limits where you don't accept the invasion because you said no. And remember, no is a complete sentence, but you need to learn how to communicate it. An expert encourages people to take control of their lives and assert boundaries by learning to say no instead of overcommitting their time, energy, and finances. I think really the ability to communicate no reflects that you are in the driver's seat of your own life. It gives you that sense of empowerment. And we have to remember, you are the gatekeeper for your boundaries. So first you need to know what your boundaries are. You got to monitor your boundaries on a daily basis. There was a saying that says, don't erase and redraw your boundaries for people who don't respect you enough not to continually cross them. Erase any further opportunities for them to cross your boundaries instead. And I loved that, because that's how you monitor your boundaries on a daily basis. And we do tend to draw lines in the sand, and then somebody steps it over, and then we move that line again. And there are gonna be times, don't get me wrong, there are times where our boundaries do need to be somewhat flexible, but then there are those hard line boundaries. And that's when you need to know yourself. You need to know what your boundaries are. Understand and monitor them. And really reflect at the end of each day on how well you protected your boundaries. You know, when you say yes to others, you want to make sure you're not saying no to yourself. And I think that is where you truly are the sentry for your limitations and boundaries, because you are in charge of your life. And that's what we have to remember on a daily basis. So this is how the boundaries and the creating balance comes hand in hand. If you're always saying yes to everybody else, you're saying no to yourself. So how do you find that balance in all those different dimensions of health? How are you recharging? How are you maintaining your physical health, your emotional health, your relationship health? Because everyone's going to start going, crossing those boundaries because you have not, one, communicated them. One, you may not have even understood what your boundaries are. You may not have set them. You may not have communicated them. And you certainly aren't enforcing them. So that is something that you need to remember on a daily basis, is learn from your mistakes, learn what your values, what your intuitiveness tells you, right? That internal GPS. What is that telling you that you need to go forward and you need to set a clear boundary? And then the communication is key. If we aren't communicating boundaries, or when somebody steps over a boundary, that's not on them, that's on you. Because if you've never communicated it, we can't assume someone else is going to know. Because everybody's boundaries in life, everybody's balance in life is different. And what one person might think is acceptable, another person might not. So if we don't communicate them and then enforce them as the relationship goes on, we're going to be at a disadvantage. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will end today's episode with balance and boundaries being teammates. You're listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of Wow Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. As I have said, in order to create balance and achieve optimal health and wellness, we need to have boundary management. To have boundary management, we must have that balance. So boundaries are not bad. They are here to help us. And I think people forget that. We can really think of setting boundaries as fortifying our relationships with others rather than building walls to keep people out. But boundaries do another important thing for us. Oftentimes we push our instincts aside because we are convinced that they're unreasonable or we have been taught not to trust them. But if something feels consistently uncomfortable or unsafe, that red flag goes up, and that could lead to problems. So if someone is repeatedly pushing or violating your boundaries, listen to your gut, that internal GPS within us that we have discussed in many previous episodes and earlier in this segment. So we want to make sure that we are listening, knowing our values, knowing where we are. Remember, getting to know ourselves, trusting our instincts, setting, communicating, enforcing those boundaries to create that balance gives us that peace, gives us a better chance to be that round wheel that keeps us going. So to avoid being the ones doing that boundary busting, because, you know, let's look at this from both perspectives. Could you be the one that have overstepped somebody else's boundaries? We have to make sure that we are communicating in that opposite direction. Ask people in your life to be honest with you if you are pushing any boundaries. This might feel scary, but it's most likely will be met with appreciation and will mark you as really a safe person to set boundaries with. And that will only strengthen that relationship. And this could be with a coworker, with a boss, a supervisor. This could be with an intimate partner. And this could also be with your friends. Sometimes we do take advantage of those people in our lives, not intentionally, but if we're not doing that communicating both ways and accepting when somebody says to us, you know what, you've crossed a boundary. And we have to also remember, it might not be said in that tone of voice or that meaning, right? It could be somebody getting upset with you. It could be somebody saying, I don't like that. Be able to listen. We have to listen as much as we talk. So as we close out today's episode, I wanted to review how one sets and keeps boundaries in order to create that balance. So we're going to go over three basic steps, right? So the first step tends to be to create time to get to know yourself and really practice feeling worthy of setting and maintaining boundaries. Often when we allow our boundaries to be crossed, we feel as though we are being generous, maybe because we feel or have been taught it's the only way to be that good little girl or that good person, or the only way to have worth or value in others' lives. So it's important to recognize that being worthy does not come from our achievements, does not come from our generosity towards others, but because like every person, we simply are worthy. You are enough just the way you are. We need to reinforce that our worthiness by being kind and compassionate towards ourselves and taking good care of our emotional health is important. You know, you may feel as though a good relationship means you take care of others at your own expense and you hope they will take care of you in the same way in return. But really only this creates that boundary chaos, or, you know, maybe in professional talk scope creep. We can't expect that somebody's going to take care of us just because we took care of them. You need to take care of yourself first. And I know it's cliche, I know it's a saying that's been used a lot, but we can't pour from an empty cup. You may instinctively think that it's selfish to take care of yourself first, but it isn't. By meeting our own needs, first by identifying our own needs, and then by meeting our own needs, you respect yourself and the other by taking responsibility for your own well-being. It's also there to show others how you want to be treated. And that's the first step in boundary management, is if you don't show somebody how you want to be treated and you don't treat yourself that way, how are they going to? Now, this is where identifying where your wheel is flat is important. So complete a balance wheel to see where you need to take a better look at those boundaries. The second step is about defining your limits. And we talked about those, setting those limits, defining those limits earlier. So in other words, in each situation, ask yourself what you are responsible for and what is outside your scope. So if your partner, whether that's work, home, friends, whatever your relationship is, wants you to do something, ask yourself, would I like to invest in my relationship, personal, professional, friendship, work, whatever that is, would I like to invest in my relationship in this specific way? If yes, then you could do it within your boundary. Then ask yourself, does this come at the expense of my well-being? Will my resentment grow if I do it? And those are important questions. Are you losing yourself? Is it at the expense of your own health and wellness? And will you resent yourself or them if you do it? If yes is the answer to either, there's a good chance that this is outside your healthy boundary. And you must give yourself the power to own the choices you make and avoid doing anything that you will come to resent. You know, make choices that you that you feel are right for you, not because you feel like you have to, or that you fear the consequences, or you think that's what it takes to be a good little girl or a good person. You have to make the choice that is right for you. Because if you feel confident with the choice, no matter what the outcome may be, then you know you're within the boundary. And the third step. The third step is to practice assertiveness. And I could do a whole episode, and I probably have done a whole episode. And if I haven't, I will look back and I will do a whole episode on assertiveness versus aggressiveness. Ladies, just because you are assertive does not mean you are the B word. Now, first noticing when your boundaries are being tested, then communicate your opinion and decision firmly. And there's a difference between firmly and respectfully and firmly and aggressively, right? So you might feel guilty because you don't visit your family as often as they'd like. This is a great example. Make a personal choice about how often you would like to visit and express your choice firmly to them. You aren't responsible. We talked about this a little bit earlier about you're responsible for your actions and your decisions and your feelings. You're not responsible for somebody else's. So if you make a decision and you express your choice to them firmly, you are not responsible for how they feel about your choice. That's your choice. Another example could be at work. You might go above and beyond your job requirements at the expense of your own time with friends and family, which could really lead to burnout, right? So you need to decide, are you setting that stage for constantly going above and beyond, for staying late, for coming in early, for doing others' jobs so that the work gets done? We need to understand that if we start by setting limits on how often you work and communicate it assertively, that is your decision. Can you start saying, I'm not available to work on the weekend. I'm not available to work past 5 p.m. And this is also a good example of how we set those boundaries. There could be a time where we are willing to move the line because maybe it is an exception to the rule. If you assertively communicate this, that I can't work past 5 p.m. However, I know we have this big project. This one time, I will do this. And maybe you're doing a negotiation. I can stay past 5 today, but I need to leave early tomorrow to make up the time to spend with my children, to spend with my loved one, to do whatever. But you need to set that limit and communicate it assertively. Assertive is not a bad word. So again, to recap those three items, it's create time to get to know yourself. Self-awareness in almost any situation is key. Know your worth. You are worthy now, and your decisions don't make that a good person or a bad person. The second is about defining your limits, knowing what they are, making sure that you can say no without feeling guilty. And then the third step is do that assertively, making sure that you are communicated in an assertive manner. So to summarize, when boundaries are blurry or loose, we do things we don't want to do, often at the expense of our own well-being. This leads to frustration within ourselves and can damage relationships with others. We are responsible for minding our own emotions and actions rather than those of others. That's an essential to keeping our relationships and ourselves healthy. So please practice balance. Please practice boundary management as they go hand in hand. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time and take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me, no charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take action. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.